have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
For the count, you feel like life has thrown you blows and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, no more inner light. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you were born to win. Overcame more than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner.
Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening to the winners out there. Hey, where are you? All right, how are you doing out there? Winners, winners, winners. To God be the glory. So glad to be with you on today. Welcome, welcome to the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. So by his grace, we are winners and we give God the praise. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we come now to thank you for today. We thank you, O God, for the very air that we breathe. We thank you, Lord, for vision. We thank you for health and strength. And God, we thank you for this podcast and everyone listening and all those, Father God, who are just standing in their faith. But we know that you are a prayer answering God, and we know that faith moves you, Lord God. So we thank you today. We ask a special blessing upon my awesome producer, your daughter, Miss Kimmy Kim, and Lord God, to Mr. Jerry Roy. So God, we ask that you cover him and all of the vision you have given him as well. So Father, we thank you now. Bless my guest. And Lord God, we say thank you. We say thank you for being so good, so kind, so merciful, and so loving. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So welcome to the show today. And it is indeed the month of June. I want to give a shout out to all of you who are celebrating your anniversaries this month and all of you that are celebrating birthdays this month. Happy birthday, happy anniversary. The celebration is on you, and we celebrate with you too. And to all of the graduates, those who have already gone to college, even through the summer months, and those who are on their way, we celebrate you too. So there are a couple of things going on in the news before we get to our guest segment on today. There are a couple of things going on that I want to pass on to you. Some of you may already know, but just thought I would share. It's in the wind that Olive Garden is closing all of its chains, and that includes other restaurants too. So if you have gift cards that's a part of the Olive Garden chain, I think you better start using them. Yep, get out there and start doing that now. Don't let those stores close and fold and you still have those gift cards. And also, I want to, of course, ask that you would keep in prayer those families that have been affected. Nearly 100 people have been unaccounted for in a condo collapse near Miami, Florida. So far, they have one fatality, but we ask that you lift these families in prayer. This is an awful, awful, awful situation to see a building collapse with people in it. An awful, awful situation. So I certainly do ask that you would lift them in your prayer this week and through this whole ordeal, because it's going to take a while to account for everyone. They're trying to get people out of this condo. So we do ask that you pray. Well, sisters and brothers who may be listening as well, we have a wonderful guest on today. We're excited about another opportunity to share with you, another opportunity to present another woman on the move who is making strides, trusting God to be all that she needs him to be in this ministry that she carries. And I want to present to you, my friends, one lady who loves the Lord, and she uses her gifts to be a blessing to young women as well as their mothers, their parents. So, Father God, we want to thank you for her today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we do. So she's also in the great city of New Orleans, where I hail from, and she is a minister of the gospel. She's Rosalind Woodfox. Welcome, Rosalind.
Hello, hello, Elder Petite. Thank you so much for having me, and hello to everyone that's listening in on today. I'm excited to be sharing with you.
That is absolutely awesome. So glad that you're here. So glad that you are here today. So, Rosalind, I understand that you are doing some wonderful things with young people, and we definitely want to talk to you about that. Mm-hmm. Your organization, your ministry is called Rose, correct?
Yes, it is called ROSE, and ROSE actually is an acronym. It stands for Reaching Our Sisters Every Day.
That is awesome. Tell me a little bit about it, Rosalyn.
So it's amazing how God will speak to you or how he speaks to me. I usually carry my phone around, and as I hear Holy Spirit giving me different nuggets is what I like to call it, I'll pull out my notes and I'll just kind of jot that down and kind of save it for later because I know it's a reason, something why I'm thinking about that subject. So literally I went back in my phone today preparing for our conversation, and it was April the 13th, 2015 at 10:20 a.m. This is how exactly, because I still have the notes saved in my phone. And this is what I heard, reaching our sisters every day. I didn't know what that meant, but April 13th, 2015 at 10:20 a.m., I heard reaching our sisters every day. And I jotted it down in the notes section of my phone, and I just kind of put it away. Well, later, or really, I don't know if I'm going to go in reverse. Throughout the years, I had had been prophesied to, people speaking into my life as far as things that I would do and accomplish, and one of them was writing a book. So years and years and years ago, with confirmation and me kind of finally just saying, okay, I'm going to do this, I started preparing and writing a book. Well, in 2018, around November, December, I finally finished the book, and the picture on the cover of my book, we decided on a rose, and it was instantly, it was a Sunday morning when I, after I talked to a dear friend of mine, kind of battling what did the cover should look like, and after I sent it to the person who was helping me, immediately she said, that's it. And when I saw the rose, it came back to reaching our sisters every day. So it all started to come together. But, yeah, it started back in 2015, and then I started pondering, okay, God, what does this look like? And it really was birthed out of the book that I wrote, of really just reaching out to sisters, those that have been hurt, those that are maybe carrying around some wounds and scars of the past and really not knowing how to get past that, dealing with rejection and hurt. And the things that I had experienced, I realized now I have a wonderful opportunity that God has brought me through that to reach back and to reach my sister and to pull her through it as well. So that's how all of that came about.
Okay, that's you said something there. So what qualifies you to do this? You said the things that you've gone through. So what kind of things are we talking about that you're able to turn into ministry to be a blessing to others?
So I think one of the biggest things for me was just really not loving myself, really going through a period in life where I was everything else, I wanted it to love me, but I never really loved myself, and low self-esteem, looking in the mirror and not liking what I saw, whether it was, you know, my nose is too big, my skin is too dark, just different. I wore glasses, you know, so really I didn't understand about speaking life and positive affirmations. I didn't, none of that when I was growing up. So I myself was speaking low about myself. And what happened, getting into an age where, hey, now I'm liking boys, I'm hoping some boy likes me, and that never happened. So I found myself in various relationships where I just gave all of myself. In turn, I did not receive what I should have. And I went through some very dark periods in my life as far as learning, as I like to say in the book, love the hard way, love from the street, things that maybe some people might have a sit-down conversation with mom or some trusted individual to, you know, at least help walk them through some things. I learned a lot from the street. And from that, again, I have some battle wounds from that. It's some things that was very difficult for me to even discuss, but I found the courage to place it in this book. So this book is very intimate, is very personable. It is very transparent. Some people can't handle the content of it because the way the Lord had given it to me, it was very raw. And I realized that's the only way that I could tell the story, because, again, even now, I am a, you know, an ordained elder preaching God's word, and people will see you later in life and you look polished, but, you know, there's a story behind what you see right now. And I really, this dear friend of mine that I met years ago, she had a saying that she had a debt to society. And I really am, Elder Petit, so grateful what God has done in my life, because I know I'm one of the ones that should not have been here in their right frame of mind. And God has blessed me more than I ever thought it would ever happen. So I want to help someone. I want to reach back and pull that sister up, that's feeling like I used to feel at one point.
So, yeah, I get that. I really, really do. What do you think is the cause that so many of our African-American sisters come up having a low self-esteem? I mean, what is it that you think feeds into that?
You know, if I had to fast forward to now and the age that we live in, and I hope no one throws a rock at me for this, but I think the social media these days have a huge impact on that. But even still with that, I don't know the everyone's home life. I believe it does start at home. One thing that I hope that my kids and our adult kids will say, that I always told them who they were and who they could be, and pumping into them. I was very, very cautious of negativity that was not allowed in our house, and things you could say, and just speaking life into them. So I think that that's very important in those early stages for the seed to be planted, you know. But then you have all these other things pulling at you. And again, I think it's a lot of pressure. Peer pressure, you social media, you're looking and what you think the perfect girl should look like, and you don't see that in the mirror. So again, it's really, really, I think at an early age that we pour into those individuals. And I'm saying young girls, but definitely men, to pour into them at a very young age, so that the seed is planted, that they know who they are, and that they're, again, fearfully and wonderfully made, God's masterpiece, beautiful. And I just think that's so important, because later in life, I believe those seeds will appear, that it will take plant, it'll take root, and it will plant, and it will rise in them.
So the theme for our podcast this month is perseverance, pushing through all of the, you know, the potholes in the road, the walls that try and wreck themselves in front of you, pushing through, perseverance. At what time in your life you could look back and say, you know, I felt one way, but I decided to use my will to push through, to persevere, to become something that maybe I thought I never would be, or to become something that someone told me I could not be or do? What is a time in your life that you could go back to when you had to persevere?
You know, so that's a loaded question. You know, so when you talk about persevering and perseverance, the first word that comes to mind, well, I shouldn't say the first word, too. It's being persistent in something or just being determined. And I actually could think of maybe two events in my life. And this is really weird, but as I was pondering, this comes to mind. And I said, okay, well, Holy Spirit, that came up for a reason. When I was maybe 17 or 18, I joined the military. I didn't make it into the school of my choice. I really wanted to go to this particular college, and my mom and dad just required so much as far as grades. And, you know, I was a AB student, top percentile in school. But when it was time to apply for college, I applied to one college. I knew I was going to get in. I didn't. I was devastated. So I said, hey, you know what? I'm joining the military, because I had just school. I feel like it didn't pay off for me. I had to get into the school I want, right? So I go into the military, and it was very difficult. It was very, very difficult, and I feel like right there is when things for me, it was either break or make it. I couldn't go back home and say I failed and I was a failure and I couldn't get through basic training and things like that. And I remember there was one day we're trying to pass the PT test, and people were failing this test, and you were getting, you know, pushed back, sent home. It was just a very stressful time. And I remember just with all my might, like, I have got to cross this finish line. Because that was major for me, because I'm not going back home. I'm going to do this because my mom and dad were like, you're going to the military. Are you crazy? You can't do that. And I remember, Loretta, as if it was yesterday, just running and just asking God to help me. And my experience, I literally felt the hand of God. It was as if a hand came through the clouds, through just down to where I was. And when I tell you there was a push that pushed me into overdrive, I could feel a hand on me that pushed me. And I don't know if I even ever shared this story with many people, but it pushed me through that finish line. I made the time. And I remember crying. Now, this basic training, you know, you're supposed to be strong and hard. I'm crying and I'm crying and I'm crying. And they're like, you know, what is wrong with you? But it's like something just happened and I had this experience that I really couldn't even explain that. I cried out for God to help, and I felt the hand of God on me to help me, you know, to pass this. And after that, things began to get easier for me because I knew, okay, God, if I just depend on you, I can make it through. But the other thing that I think about is really, I'm going to go back to writing this book. It took me 10 years to write the book. So, you know, I started off, I was, a little gung-ho about it, and then I pulled back. I stopped because of the heavy content that was going to be in the book. Basically, I'm putting my life on blast on Front Street. So it really, I was reserved a lot, but I had to keep going because Holy Spirit wouldn't allow me to forget about it, even when I wanted to just toss the book on the other side of the room. And many times I threw it down, Holy Spirit would remind me that it was just something nudging at me that I needed to finish. I needed to finish. I needed to finish. And eventually, and again, now, even though 10 years, but I got an extra win, an extra win in 2018. And like within 2 months, something that was taking me 10 years to write, maybe 3 months tops, I finished it, got the design, got this, got that. Because at the end, I just had this extra push, like, you have got to finish this. So, yeah, so those are two main events that for me that I can remember very vividly as far as just being determined to get it done, even though resistance was coming at me,
I do get that. That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. And I can remember a time, too, when I had to persevere. I just couldn't goof off. I couldn't let, myself slip. And if I did slip, I had to dust myself up and get off, dust myself off and get up. There was a time when I got out of high school. Middle school. And I had an autograph book. I was so excited about it. 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. I was somewhere in one of those grades. I was graduating. And an in-law, a cousin-in-law, she wrote in my book how loud-mouthed I was. And and she said that I would never amount to anything. Oh, it was just awful thing she wrote in my autograph book. And I was furious. I went from 0 to 100. And I really wanted to tear it out my book. But I said, no, I'm not. I'm not going to tear it out. I said, every time I look at this, I'm going to remember. I'm going to show her better than I could tell her. I'm going to prove to her I'm going to make something out of my life. So that became, that became like a fire beneath me. Because every time I saw it, I was angry. I said, well, if you can't write anything nice, you shouldn't write anything at all. But by her being an adult and I'm trying to get to adulthood, and she wrote something so negative, I decided to use that to push me, to make me remember every time I was thinking about goofing off, nope, you're not going to goof off. You have to prove that you can make something out of your life. So, so those things do come up, and we do have to push through and persevere. So a little bit more about your organization. How do you find the women or the young women, or whomever you serve, young women and old women, I guess, how do you find them, and what kind of programs do you build around them, or do you have already built for them?
So I have used the book as a guide. I just love the way the Lord didn't make it difficult for me once I finally got in line with what he wanted me to do. So once I completed the book in 2018, well, then my life just started changing, and this was happening, going here, speaking, and I was like, whoa, what is really going on here? And what was so ironic is that once the book came out, my intentions were to reach out to young girls because I'm writing this book from my standpoint and when I was this young, confused teenager, young adult trying to figure things out. So I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is my audience. This is who I want to reach. But what was so ironic is that when the book came out, there were more ladies that were my age and older that I connected with that related to the book right off that came to me to say, you know, that was me. I never was able to talk to anybody. Thank you so much. So that was something that was different that I really was not expecting. But the wonderful part about it is through the ladies that I did build relationships with, well, I said, okay, how do I reach the young girls? And so me and at the time when I first started, a couple of ladies that were working with me, I wanted to reach out to the girls, and we decided to partner with the adult ladies that we knew to reach out to their daughters or granddaughters, you know, someone significant in their lives. And, you know, through the help of them, we came up with the name Daughter of a Rose. And I met with the parents, the moms, and before I even met with any of their daughters, and I explained to them who I was, the content of the book, why you're here, and this is what I'd like to do. I'd like to, in the next 6 weeks, be with your daughter, your granddaughter, your niece, and walk them through what I did, what happened to me when I was, you know, 16, 17, 18, and hopefully be able to be a bridge to open communications with you, or maybe there's some things that they're dealing with that they've never been able to talk to someone with, or more than that, those that were getting ready to leave home, because I actually had a daughter and getting ready to go off to college, and, you know, that you'll be more equipped for things that you might face when you're going there. And it was phenomenal. We had a six-week program, and we used the book as a guide. So, you know, there were assignments, there were homework through that. I developed a workbook to go with the book as we went through this six-week program. We had a ceremony, and it was just absolutely wonderful. And it was a safe space for the girls to talk and ask any questions. I was very transparent with them with a lot of things to just prepare them, something that I felt that I just was not prepared. And I understand, you know, there's going to be real-life experiences, but I was so green. I was just so green. And I really said, this is how I believe God wants me to do it. Now, COVID stopped a lot of that last year, but I'm so excited that we are going to be resuming that very soon. And, you know, now with the capability of doing virtual, it doesn't have to be limited to just girls here in the city. So I'm really hoping that it will grow. And even us kind of having virtual life now, instead of just waiting for one time of the year during the summer, I'm hoping to be able to do multiple sessions through the year now. So that's what we're looking forward to, putting a lot of pieces in place for that.
That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Well, Godspeed to you. What is the name of your book, and how can people get a copy of it?
Yes, so the name of my book, I want to say first book because I'm pushing myself, Loretta, so I'm going to say my first book, the name
yes,
of it
yes.
is My Story, My Testimony, My Deliverance. They can go to the website, Reaching Sisters, order through there. It is available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble, or if they want to send me a message on Instagram, it's Reaching Sisters, even Facebook. If you're here in the city, I'd love to just, you know, meet up with you face-to-face and be able to get an autographed copy to you. So, yeah, so everything is Reaching Sisters if they want to reach me. But, again, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, you can also get a copy from there.
Okay, and the website is reachingsisters.what?
Reaching Sisters. Reachingsisters.com. So everything is Reaching Sisters. IG is Reaching Sisters. Facebook is Reaching Sisters.
Gotcha. All right, well, as we get ready to close, give somebody just an inspirational thought from your spirit.
So what the Lord has had me meditating on for the past 3 weeks now is a story in 2 Kings with Elisha and his servant. And those that might not know the story, just really quick, is when the Syrian army was coming to really to take off Elisha's head, you know, coming to kill him, his servant went outside, saw the horse and the chariots, and he was alarmed what to do. And he goes back to Elisha, and Elisha, you know, prayed and told him, fear not, because, again, they're more with us than them. But what I love about that story is that he prayed to God and said, Lord, open his eyes that he can see. And the Lord granted that request. And so much is in that. And so what I want to just share with everyone is that is a prayer that lately I've been asking the Lord to open my eyes that I can see. not just seeing in the natural, but what the Lord was showing me, he wanted him to see and give him vision of where he wants to take him, what he wants to do. And a lot of times we might feel like we're surrounded, as Elijah and his servant was, so many things coming up against them, so many obstacles and things that are pulling you and distractions. But I believe if we would just get into that place of God and just ask God to open our eyes that we can see, I believe he wants to give us vision. I believe he wants to give us foresight. I believe he wants to show us the strategic plans and the things that he wants us to do and to walk out in our lives so that we can have victory. And the wonderful thing about it, he's right there with us, guiding it through. So I don't want anybody to, you know, get discouraged on today, but if you would take time to just ask the Lord to open your eyes that you would see, and I believe he'll begin to show you the steps that he has for you.
Absolutely awesome. We thank you so much. Elder Rosalyn Woodfox, everybody. She is the author of the book, My Story, My Testimony, My Deliverance, and she is the founder of Reaching Sisters, reachingsisters.com. Hey, friends, as we leave, we do want to ask God just to help us along the way. Amen. So, Father, we thank you today for what you have already done and for the seed that have been planted on today. We ask, Lord God, for supernatural sight that we can see, that you give us wisdom that we can know, and, Lord, that you will instill passion that we may do. Lord, you said to ask, to seek, and to knock, and, Lord, we're doing that today. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, friends, thank you guys so much for joining us on today. It has been a pleasure sharing with you and my wonderful guest. Again, thank you to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, and to all of you listening. May God give you his choicest blessings on this day. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. By the grace of God, I want to announce that I too, like you, am winning at life. Till next time, bye-bye.